tukaj dogaja? Kaj so to naredili? Meni nič ne gre skupaj. Kaj je spoh tukaj fora? Oh, zdaj končno štekam.
Štekar, oddaja za stresanje političnih možgan.
Štekaš vzpon avstrijskih komunistov? V nedeljo je v Salzburgu, četrtem največjem avstrijskem mestu, potekal drugi krog županskih volitev, na katerih je zmagal socialdemokrat Bernhard Auinger. Drugovrščeni kandidat ne prihaja iz vrst ljudske stranke, ki je župana imela doslej, ali katere druge desne opcije. V drugi krog se je uspelo prebiti komunistu Kaju Mihaelu Danklu. Na volitvah je osvojil okoli 36% glasov proti Auingerjevim 63%, kar sam vidi kot velik uspeh za komunistično stranko Avstrije. Novo izvoljeni župan se je že zavezal, da bo z Danklom pri vodenju mesta aktivno sodeloval in mu zaupal urejanje salzburške stanovanske krize. Danklova kampanja se je osredotočala predvsem na gradnjo novih neprofitnih stanovanj. Pomankanje teh je problem v celotni Avstriji, najbolj pa v Salzburgu. Stranka je v Salzburgu sicer dosegla veliko zmago, saj so število svojih glasov za mestni svet od prejšnjih volitev povečali 4 na 23%. Tako so prehiteli ljudsko stranko dosedanjega župana ter skoraj dohiteli socialdemokrate novo izvoljenega župana. Danklu se sicer na županski stolček ni uspelo zavihteti, vendar pa Avstrija županjo iz vrst komunistične stranke že ima. Elke Kar je na položaju županje Gradca, drugega največjega avstrijskega mesta od leta 2021. Tudi njen osrednji fokus je stanovanska kriza. Predtem je bila mestna svetnica, zadolžena za stanovansko politiko in pod njenim vodstvom so v mestu zgradili skoraj 1000 neprofitnih stanovanj. Komunisti so v zadnjih letih pridobili tudi več sedežev v deželnih parlamentih na Štajerskem in v Salzburgu, še pred dobrim desetletjem so jih predstavljali le posamezni poslanci na Štajerskem. V današnji oddaji tako skušamo odgovoriti na vprašanje, zakaj avstrijski komunisti po desetletjih zatona postajajo vedno popularnejši. Avstrija je tradicionalno konzervativna. Od Habsburžanov do avstrofašizma med obema vojnama in trpežne popularnosti ljudske stranke po vojni. Komunisti v Avstriji razen v času boja proti fašizmu niso nikoli igrali pomembne vloge na političnem parketu. Na vrhuncu leta 1949 je imela komunistična stranka okoli 150 tisoč članov, medtem ko so socialdemokrati in konzervativci v istem času šteli po več kot pol milijona članov. Kot povzame fraza, ko v Moskvi dežuje, avstrijski komunisti nosijo dežnike, je njihovo politiko med hladno vojno zaznamovala bližina sovjetsko-komunistično stranko, v čemer so si podobni z drugimi evropskimi komunističnimi strankami tistega časa. Militantni antikomunizem hladne vojne je stranko zdesetkal in po letu 1991 je ostala le peščica za priseženih komunistov, ki se niso strinjali s koncem zgodovine. Vendar je v 90-ih prišlo do preobrata v delovanju stranke. Več o tem pove Leo Kichberger, zgodovinar in nekdanji aktivist komunistične stranke Avstrije.
In the early 90s there happened a change inside the Communist Party and quite an important change because remember it was the situation of it was the end of the Soviet Union and of the East Bloc and so on. And also for the Western communist parties, like in Italy or France, where they had very strong communist parties, there was a huge crisis. You know, they got new names and so on. And here in Austria, they decided to keep the name, of the communist party. But especially here in Graz, they had discussions of, okay, what should we do now? We have to change our policies. We have to do another kind of policy. They had one famous slogan in the early 90s, and they said, we have to become a useful party for everyday life. And they started to focus on housing. It was a big problem in the early 90s here in Graz especially. And they really tried to do something useful for the people here in town. And they started to work on housing. You know, housing is always and everywhere a problem. And just to give one example, what they did in that time, they established a so-called emergency car. So they had big posters all over the city. If you got a problem with your landowner, just call us. We will help you. That was like very, very important. That it was not about ideological debates, it was about concrete help, concrete support of the people.
Po prizadevanjih na področju izboljšanja življenja delavcev jim je proti koncu tisočletja uspelo pridobiti nekaj sedežev v lokalnih telesih. Uspeh, ki ga dosegajo v zadnjih letih, Kirchberger delno pripisuje krizi predstavniške demokracije, v kateri je Avstrija po njegovem mnenju več desetletij. Vseeno meni, da je najpomembnejši dejavnik njihov program, kot predstavi na primeru Graške županje, ki je socialističnim programom uspelo v konzervativnem mestu.
The leading members, you know, they are like common people. And also they have, I don't know if you heard, for example, about the thing that they have a limit on their income. You know, so many people always have that feeling, yeah, these politicians, all of them are the same. They just are there for the money and so on. And then there is the CP who, like the mayor of Graz, for example, earns about 8,000 euro a month. But our mayor, she just keeps 2,100 for herself, and the other 6,000 euro go to a fund to support poor people for housing or for electricity, for heating and so on. So they established a very a way of doing policies that is very concrete, very authentic, and yeah, and that's something people like.
Volitev se v Avstriji lahko udeležijo že 16-letniki, za katere je značilno, da bolj verjetno volijo za radikalnejše politične opcije, zlasti progresivne. Kirchberger pojasni, zakaj mladi ljudje volijo komunistično in druge manjše progresivne stranke, kot je napol satirična stranka piva.
I think we have a split, like in a lot of other places, it's especially like young men are also likely to vote for the extreme right. But in general, it's true. That's sometimes really funny. Our former chancellor said something about the Communist Party, you know, they are this kind of Soviet Union style politics and remember the terrible things that happened there. And it works for his generation, but it doesn't work for a 16-year-old. You know, the young ones can't handle with this kind of anti-communism because they have been born afterwards. So young people are quite open for that. They don't have this tie, this relations with the old parties and so on. There's also, just to give an example, another party that could make it for the national parliament. It's the Beer Party. It's kind of the head of the Beer Party. He's the singer of a punk band, and they made some seats at the elections in Vienna. Their concrete policies afterwards is quite leftist, liberal thing. But yeah, there is a chance that they also make it to the national parliament, and their voters are really young and they like this kind of presentation.
Politične stranke seveda pogosto propagirajo povsem drugačen program, kot ga po prihodu na oblast dejansko izvajajo. Kirchberger meni, da se v komunistični stranki izogibajo prenapihnjenim obljubam in tako ne sodelujejo v predvolilnem spektaklu. Namesto tega si zastavljajo realistične cilje in jih med svojim vodenjem tudi uspešno udejanjajo, meni sogovorec. Obenem korupcijskih škandalov, ki so pogosti pri drugih strankah, zadnja leta predvsem pri dominantnih parlamentni ljudski stranki komunisti nimajo. Razlog za to je, tako Kirchberger, omejitev dohodkov za funkcionarje v obliki donacij presežka, ki jo imajo v stranki, zaradi česar se jih posamezniki željo po osebnem dobičku ne pridružujejo.
You don't have people in the Communist Party who go there. You know, it's the biggest party in town here in Graz now and the second biggest in Salzburg. And you never would go there just to get more power and more money and so on, because everybody knows, you know, it just will get the income of an worker. Yeah. So you don't have this kind of people who just want to make career. And this kind of people are maybe more into corruption and this kind of things. We really had no scandal or no case of corruption inside the Communist Party for the last 30 years. And that really makes a difference, especially here in Austria, where we had this right-wing government. And then it was a process of 10 years of trials at the court because they have been so corrupt and so on. So they're really an alternative model governing in a very open, transparent, and especially non-corrupt way.
Do nedavnega je bila komunistična stranka zelo majhen igralec v avstrijski politiki, vendar uspehi v Gradcu in Salzburgu povečujejo moč stranke. Javnomnenjske raziskave pred parlamentarnimi volitvami, ki so na sporedu že prihajajočo jesen, jim napovedujejo tudi vstop v zvezni parlament. Tam so njihovi poslanci zadnjič sedeli leta 1959. Tako jih etablirane stranke, kot pove Kirchberger, vedno težje ignorirajo in primer Gradca prikazujejo kot anomalijo.
I think at the moment it's quite interesting because it's hard to ignore them because for a long time with the success in Graz, they always like the national media and the other parties always said, oh yeah, that, you know, that's something that's going on in Graz. It's quite strange. In the beginning, they always tried to explain it with their leading members. First, it was Ernest Kaltenecker. Now it is Elkika, the mayor. She's really popular in town here. And they always said, oh yeah, it's just about this person. It's not about communism. It's not about the policies. It's just about that person. So till now, it was easy for them to ignore it. The CP always tried to work together with social movements and so on. If it was about, for example, social cuts and so on, we had a lot of protests on the street, and the Communist Party always was on the side of the movements, but in general they didn't have a lot of influence. Now there's kind of panic going on. Yeah, it's a kind of panic that it's not just something that happens in Graz, because it also happened in Salzburg now. And as I said before, there's a real chance that the communists return to the parliament in autumn this year.
Vpliv komunistične stranke raste predvsem na področju stanovanske politike, saj je bil to, kot pojasnjuje Kirchberger, vedno njihov fokus.
Especially on the topic of housing, there is some influence already now, because 2 weeks or something like that before the elections in Salzburg, and also in Salzburg, housing was the big thing. And maybe the main reason for the success of the communists there, suddenly the government made a new law about housing and support public housing and so on. Not a good law, but they did it. And they did it because of the fear of having communists or having a communist mayor in Salzburg and so on. But if you would ask me, the best thing for small left parties in situations like that is always not to become part of the government, because that's really something different now, and maybe you are much more influential if you're outside of the government. I'm sure that the rise of the Communist Party wouldn't have been possible without this focus on housing, and so it's their thing and will keep on having that focus. As that was really the interesting point in Graz like 20 years ago, because with this very, very long focus on housing, everybody here in town, also in the time in the 90s when they had about 8%, if you had a problem with your landowner, with your rent and so on, and everybody in town would tell you, oh yeah, let's go to the Communist Party, they could help you. So I think on the national level they also would keep that focus, but it's because it's the reason for their success.
Čeprav je vstop komunistov v parlament verjeten, njihov vpliv na lokalno politiko pa nezanemarljiv, vzpon na državni ravni ne bo tako enostaven. Kichberger ocenjuje, da lahko dobijo okrog 5% glasov. Znotraj stranke so glede tega v razkolu, saj nekateri zagovarjajo aktivno sodelovanje na zveznem nivoju, torej v parlamentu, medtem ko se hočejo drugi bolj osredotočiti na lokalno politiko.
Discussion between different fractions inside the Communist Party, because here in Graz they said, oh yeah, we have to focus on the local level, we have to establish power on the local level, we have to, and when we are strong enough on the local level, then we can think about the national level and so on. And other fractions inside the CPE were more focusing on the national level. And that's the interesting point, that the success in Salzburg, they really tried to copy the success model of Graz. They also focused on housing. They said, okay, we have to work on a local level. We have to have this very, very tight relation with the people, very direct contact, because that's also something that is special about the Communist Party, is this policy of the open door. You know, if you go to the mayor's house now, you will see like 10 or 20 people waiting there. You always can call our mayor if you've got a problem with whatever. So I think if they really would make it to the national level, most of them would see it that the most important thing for that is not to have influence there, because the influence there would be quite limited. It could strengthen the power base you can have on a local and regional level.
Skrivnost uspeha avstrijskih komunistov je torej v tem, da vsaj za zdaj ostajajo zavezani delovanju na lokalnem nivoju, kar je v očitnem kontrastu z nemško Die Linke in slovensko levico, ki politike onkraj parlamentarnega kupčkanja ne poznata več. Kljub velikemu uspehu komunistične stranke, niti Gradcu, niti celotni Avstriji ne kaže, da bosta postala komunistična utopija. Politike komunistov so namreč veliko bližje socialni demokraciji. Kot pove Kichberger, avstrijska buržoazija v strahu pred komunisti ne trepeta preveč.
Like last year, I don't know how many groups from Germany, Switzerland, England, from everywhere in Europe, came to Graz, because all of them are so fascinated what's going on there, and there's a communist mayor and we have to visit that place, and somehow it gives hope to people and it's great, but it's interesting what kind of picture a lot of people have actually, and they think, you know, you're in a communist utopia now in Graz, but what they're doing is much more social democratic, I would say. You know, if you compare it with other examples of communist policies on a city level, for example, like Bologna in Italy and so on, where they really tried to have much more communist policy, that's not taking place here at the moment. And we shouldn't forget they are also in a coalition with the Social Democrats and the Green Party. We have a lot of investment in public infrastructure now, in public transport, public housing and so on, but we are far away. So the the rich and bourgeois class in Prague is not really afraid of the communists, I would say.
Vzpon avstrijskih komunistov, ki so v resnici socialdemokrati, zdaj šteka Luka.
Ali komunizem ali barbarstvo.